The next president will have his work cut out for him.
News analyst Daniel Schorr marvels that the candidates press onward to Election Day, seemingly undaunted by all the worst-case scenarios.
First, the post-election hurdles on the way to the White House, as hundreds of voting machines fail and thousands of poll-watching lawyers cry foul. After the voting phase comes the litigation phase. If the disputes are not resolved in the courts in time, there could be a crisis that endangers the inauguration. Assuming he does take office on January 20th, the president will almost immediately have to deal with the consequences of a January Iraqi election, undoubtedly marred by widespread violence. Likely as not, the Shia will win a majority, demand control of the government, and the immediate departure of all American troops. To avert a civil war, the United States, on the contrary, will send in more reserve and National Guard units, some of them only recently back from Iraq. North Korea will announce that it has successfully tested a rudimentary atomic bomb. With the military dangerously overstretched, a secret Pentagon memo, which is leaked to the press, says that a draft is unavoidable. Families demonstrate outside the White House, demanding the return of their loved ones. Millions of Americans are now dividing their time between flu vaccine lines and gas lines. A Senate resolution demands the rationing of both. With the national debt running at $7.4 trillion and the current budget deficit at $413 billion, foreign investors begin pulling out of American markets. A small bipartisan group of senators says the president must consider a tax increase. This is all imaginary, mind you. But considering what the next president has waiting for him, one is led to wonder why anybody in his right mind would want the job. This is Daniel Schorr.